The Prescott Cardinals girls basketball team is set to open up their radio season right here on KDWA Radio Friday night as the Somerset Spartans come to town. That's a change from the previously scheduled game against the Amory Warriors. The game will be played Friday night at 6 o'clock p.m. live on KDWA. Before we get to the Friday night showdown, head coach Rob Radloff of the Cardinals joined KDWA Sports on Thursday to talk about their 1-1 start with a win against Cochrane Mountain City and a loss to a very good Hudson team. The Redbirds will be prepared for Friday night.
Well, as you know, and as everyone else knows, it's just been a crazy year, and it's been difficult as far as everything's been day-to-day planning. But, yeah, two great games. We've had Cochrane Fountain City, even though they're just a hair smaller than we are, with a great team where they had a lot of experience coming back from last year. And it was great for us to finally get on the floor. A lot of teams haven't even practiced yet, and we already had seven practices in, and we played well. So it was great. We've got a lot of depth, and it showed. Of course, the Hudson game was a game that, you know, we wanted to play them. They're a Division I school. We're a Division III school, and we need to play good competition. And that was a good game for us to test out where we are and who can step up. And it allowed me to see some positive things and also found some holes that I need to work on. So it's been a good start so far.
Coach Radloff on some of the good stuff he's seen on the floor, whether it be in practice or games.
One of the best things have been just, you know, we've got 11 girls that could play or maybe even start for a lot of teams in the conference. And, you know, our practices are phenomenal. We've walked away from some of the practices and just really happy with what we have. So we are fortunate that way. And, you know, to have so much talent, it pushes each other to be stronger and practice every night. And, you know, so we're trying to actually come up with what's going to be best for the girls. So it challenges us as coaches to push ourselves to find the right style and the right things that they're going to excel at.
The Cardinals have a great mix of talent from all grade groups, from an unbelievable group of senior leaders all the way down to a 6-foot freshman post player.
Like I said, I'm very fortunate and I appreciate it. But we've put a lot of time in with all these girls. You know, you start with Bella. She's a great leader. She's not afraid to speak up and get on some of the girls and a great role model. It's been phenomenal for the program to have her to be part of it. And, you know, she's committed to Michigan Tech now. And so she's got that off her back. And I think it allows her to just kind of focus on what we're doing every day in practice. And hopefully she can relax and just play the game. Tori Bank, she had a rough start. She did end up getting the COVID, and so she's pretty much recovered from that. But she missed that first week of practice, so she's got to get back into the flow of things. And I feel like she's just about there now. And Sydney Matzik, we're looking for her to be a leader and push the ball and be a tough point guard this year. I should not jump away, but we got Nicole Dahlman, who's my other senior. You know, we call her the horse because she actually gets in there. She dominates the rebounds and is doing a lot of great things for us in the post. So we look forward to having her. Brinley Gehring is a junior where she started the first couple of games, and she spent a lot of time over the summer working on her shot. And we've done a lot of things working with those kids this summer, you know, just building some of those skills. So a lot of it's starting to shine through. We've got four great sophomores that are stepping up. They're getting some experience on the floor. We're also playing them a little bit on JV just to keep them, you know, that playing time because we have such talent in front of them. But I'm able to throw them in there every once in a while. In the first few games, I'm kind of seeing, you know, who can play with who. And my daughter, Riley Radloff, had a great first game. We're looking forward to her still developing and doing the right things. Katrina Budworth hustles hard. She's physical. Izzy Matzik shoots the three well, and she's learned to get to the basket. And Rihanna Stutz also, she handles the ball well. And so there's just good strengths that we have with all of the girls. And then we throw in a 6-foot freshman that I think she had a little bit of wake-up call on what varsity basketball is all about when we played Hudson, because of course Big Rivers was more physical. But, you know, she's that kid that knows that she struggled a little bit, but she bounced right back and is like, hey, I'm ready to go. What can I do to get better? And that says a lot about her. And I feel like, you know, with her coming in as a freshman, learning from Bella is going to be huge for our program and just keep developing her. And, you know, when I look at Lila, she's not afraid. She's that kid that, you know, first game against Cochrane Fountain City, she came in and she launched the three. She was the first person to shoot for the season and banked in a three. And as coaches, we all turned and looked at each other and we said, that's a good thing. So she's not timid and she's ready to play. So it's just going to make our team that much stronger.
Coach Radloff on how the girls have adapted to wearing masks on the floor during games.
You know, it's a huge deal. The conditioning, you know, we've gone through a lot of different masks to try to find out what works best, and I think we've kind of figured out what's most comfortable for the girls. And right from the start, you know, they wanted to complain about it. I just told them, you know, it is what it is. I don't want to hear any more complaining about it. We're going to deal with it. And so we've just reinforced wearing it correctly and kind of conditioning themselves and their body to get used to it. And, you know, the first game, it was a factor. You know, the girls don't have that airflow that they're used to, and especially when you're hustling and going hard at it. So, you know, we've had to adapt on substituting some of these kids a little bit more, where we're able to get in and out. And with our depth, that's a benefit for us. But when it comes to some of these bigger games where you want to play your top players, it wears them down. And I'm not getting political about any of that at all, but it's definitely a factor with these girls. And but like you said, they're adapting to it. They're learning how to deal with it. And it's been a non-factor for us right now. But at the beginning of the year, it definitely was, where we have to just get used to it.
Now let's shift gears to Friday night's game, which will now be at 6 o'clock and not 7, but it will still be live on KDWA. Another change? It's not going to be against the Amory Warriors. The game will actually be played against the Somerset Spartans. Coach Radloff on why the change was made early on in the season and what to expect out of a very young but talented Spartans team on Friday night.
I can't knock you at all, because it's day to day. I mean, things change, practices change, games change. You know, sometimes you think you got a full team, the next thing you know, you're losing half your kids or you're off for 2 weeks. So I completely understand where, you know, we have to preach that flexibility. But now that we have Somerset on Friday at 6 o'clock, it's going to be good. They're out to get us, because, you know, Bella dropped 51 on them last year, and I've already heard from their coach where he's made the comment that that's not going to happen again this year. But little does he know that I've got multiple girls that can shoot. First two games, we're shooting almost 20 for 42 on the three-point line. So we're knocking down some points, and you start hitting from the outside, it opens up the middle and allows us to penetrate. We should be able to put up points every single night. So, but with Somerset, you know, they've got a lot of size. They've got some experience coming back. Schachner's, she's improved. You know, I've watched some film on her already, and she's got good size, and she's got a good inside presence, and so we definitely have to adjust to her and their style of play. But we're definitely, being a conference game, we don't take those lightly, and we're definitely going to go after them.
That's head coach Rob Radloff, the Prescott Cardinals girls basketball team, who will come back home. And again, just a little bit of a reminder for everybody, the game will not be against the Amory Warriors. It will be against the Somerset Spartans. And the game time as well has changed from 7 o'clock to 6 o'clock p.m. We'll have the game right here on KDWA Radio, AM 1460 and FM 97.7 at 6 p.m. Also replayed this Saturday on Prescott Sports Saturday.